Hi, you're listening to Devotions and Wordspirations with LaShonda. Welcome to the podcast. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Well, a couple weeks ago, I was feeling super sick, and obviously we're in the midst of a pandemic. So what's the first thought most of us think when we have a tickle in our throat? Yep, we got the Rona. Although this is a real reality for some, I didn't know, and I was worried. I found myself becoming overtaken by fear and the what ifs. Honestly, I felt like I had to make a choice. Was I going to believe what God promises were over my life? Or was I going to believe more in whatever I was dealing with? One of the things I recognized after calming down, of course, is that the spirit did not come from God, because the Bible says he doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but promise us a sound mind. So because my family and I are studying Hebrews 11:6, I couldn't shake that it was impossible to please God without faith, right? Even in sickness, my heart still wanted to please God. So after calming down and after praying, I was reminded about how David had prayed for Saul in many times when Saul was dealing with his turmoil. And so that's exactly what I did. I asked my husband if he would so kindly be like David and play his piano over me while I worshiped and cast my cares at the feet of God and just leaving it there. I had to get my worship on because that was the only thing that was going to help me. How many times have we dealt with a situation that had us crippled with anxiety or fear or sickness? I know it feels like the weight of these negative feelings are bigger and louder than what we know deep in our heart to be true. And sometimes life can be that way, but we have to do like the word says and renew our minds every single day with the word of God. This is our sword and our shield. I think a lot can be said for the way that we see God in our situations as well, and trusting his word. I encourage you to pray and ask God a couple of questions. One, God, what are some areas in my life that show signs of holes in my faith? Also, what are some areas of my life that I've not surrendered to you to fix them for me that I may try to fix myself? Healing, increased faith, or strength to keep fighting are some of the rewards that he gives when we earnestly seek him. I want you to remember this, that you are his and he loves you. So remember, Hebrews 11:6 says that without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. I pray that you have peace tonight, friends. Rest in the promises of God, knowing that he loves you. Be blessed. Hey, friend. I hope this message served as an encouragement for you in your daily walk as a believer. I want to thank you for joining me on this podcast today. And just remember, I'm praying for you.